This image provides an anatomical illustration of the human tongue and its role in the perception of different taste sensations. It is divided into three main sections. Papillae of the tongue. The top left section shows a magnified view of the papillae, which are small nipple-like structures on the tongue's surface. These papillae are rich with taste buds and are primarily responsible for the tongue's texture. Taste bud. On the top right, there is an even more magnified image of an individual taste bud, highlighting its internal structure. We can see microvilli protruding from the gustatory cells, extending into the taste pore where they can contact tastants, taste-provoking chemical substances. Below the gustatory cells are supporting cells and basal cells, which are involved in the regeneration of taste bud cells. Nerve fibers are also shown, which carry taste information to the brain. Taste areas. The bottom section of the image depicts five different taste sensations and their corresponding areas on the tongue. Each taste sensation is represented by a different color on the tongue illustration. Salty, shown at the front edges, indicating that these areas are sensitive to salt. Sweet, depicted at the tip of the tongue, where sweetness is most commonly perceived. Bitter, illustrated at the back of the tongue, which is most sensitive to bitter compounds. Sour, located on the sides towards the back, which typically detect acidity or sourness. Umami. This taste, often associated with the savory flavor of amino acids like glutamate, is represented across the middle of the tongue. This image provides an anatomical illustration of the human tongue and its role in the perception of different taste sensations. It is divided into three main sections. Papillae of the tongue. The top left section shows a magnified view of the papillae, which are small nipple-like structures on the tongue's surface. These papillae are rich with taste buds and are primarily responsible for the tongue's texture. Taste bud. On the top right, there is an even more magnified image of an individual taste bud highlighting its internal structure. We can see microvilli protruding from the gustatory cells, extending into the taste pore where they can contact tastants, taste-provoking chemical substances. Below the gustatory cells are supporting cells and basal cells, which are involved in the regeneration of taste bud cells. Nerve fibers are also shown, which carry taste information to the brain. Taste areas. The bottom section of the image depicts five different taste sensations and their corresponding areas on the tongue. Each taste sensation is represented by a different color on the tongue illustration. Salty, shown at the front edges, indicating that these areas are sensitive to salt. Sweet, depicted at the tip of the tongue, where sweetness is most commonly perceived. Bitter, illustrated at the back of the tongue, which is most sensitive to bitter compounds. Sour, located on the sides towards the back, which typically detect acidity or sourness. Umami. This taste, often associated with the savory flavor of amino acids like glutamate, is represented across the middle of the tongue. This diagram serves as an educational diagram, simplifying and illustrating the locations on the tongue that are traditionally associated with the detection of different basic tastes. It's important to note that while this representation is commonly used for educational purposes, recent research suggests that all regions of the tongue can detect all tastes to varying degrees, and the map is more of a gradient than strictly defined zones.